Following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
In just a bit, we're going to take up what, I don't know if you've heard about this. The left is trying to get Rush Limbaugh in trouble again. I think it's going to fail miserably because he was spot on. And I want to illustrate how spot on he was with his latest Hobby Lobby comments and how, again, as the Huffington Post said, his gross comments about the Hobby Lobby case. I'll tell you why the left is freaking out this time, because he didn't commit an unforced error as he did with the Sandra Fluke story. And he's absolutely right this time, and they have no intellectual argument against it. I will prove that in just a bit. I want to start here, though. Remember all the controversy over school lunches? My daughter Mallory's producing the show today. I remember when this first came up, and I asked her, when I first started hearing the bleeping and moaning about school lunches, I said, is this? She's like, yeah. Well, you may not be aware of this, but the federal government, also known as Michelle Obama, is further pushing these rules to be even more draconian than my daughter experienced. And she said kids weren't eating the meals because it had become so blah. Well, it's going to go from blah to blah blah. The new standards took effect Tuesday for all schools that take part in the National School Lunch Program and will build off previously implemented standards that limited serving sizes and restricted what food was healthy enough for the program. What can students expect to find now? Wheat bread, low-calorie drinks, meals with limited sugar, fat, and salt. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which reports, my daughter says half of the meals were chicken. Here's what the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting. A number of Wisconsin school districts are opting out of the federal school lunch program, and they believe it's actually going to save money because under the new requirements, they're buying food kids aren't eating. And the one in particular, the school board president for the Muskego Norway School District, very pointed in his comments. Some district officials say they're all for healthy food, but they have to sell enough hot lunches to break even on their program. What's happening is parents aren't buying this junk. It's like, well, forget it. So parents say, if you're not going to eat it, I'm not going to pay for it. This might be why some school districts are going to free lunch for everyone. Have you heard about this? There, and I think it was in Wisconsin. I don't have that story in front of me. The argument was, well, those who get free lunch, they're stigmatized by the fact that they get free lunch. So as they won't be ashamed of being so poor that they get free lunch, we'll provide free lunch to everybody. I want to say it's Madison. Doesn't that sound like Madison? I'm pretty sure it was Madison. Okay, maybe that's the reason, which is a dumb reason. Or maybe it's this. Parents won't pay for this crap anymore, so we have to give it free for everyone. Yeah, that's why students want open campus where they can go and buy stuff. We actually had that when I was in high school. Well, I think who pushed for it was Jack Witt, who owned the grocery store across the street from the high school. That's who I think pushed for it. Well, wouldn't you? Although it was a pain in the bleep. I mean, it really, a bunch of high school kids. They hated, I'm sure they liked the revenue. Of course, a grocery store like that in a small town, you're practically, by the time I was in high school, they had forced everyone else out of business and was the only game in town anyway, so they didn't really need the high school rush. Actually, I don't know, it might have been a bigger pain in the neck. So what's happening is when districts look at this, well, kids hated it before. They're really going to hate it now. Parents aren't going to pay for it. So we're going to drop the program, which by leaving the program, we won't be required to follow these onerous guidelines pushed by and large by Michelle Obama, who, last I checked, has been elected by no one. That comes from Rick Petfalski, school board president at Muskego Norway School District. What they're concerned about is the food's going to be even lousier now, and fewer parents are going to pay for it, and they're not going to break even. So they would rather cover the cost of free and reduced lunches on its own. It will do this partly by spending less on foods that students don't eat, and they believe increasing the number of kids buying lunches by providing tastier meals. What is the lesson here? What's the lesson? You cannot force people to think the way you think is right. Not as long as there's still an option. And this has gotten so bad, school districts, I'll tell you what, for school to ever say no to federal money, it's got to be bad. And it is. Why? Because it's actually costing them more. It's like, hell, we'll save money this way. If parents are going to continue to buy it, I bet you, you know what, you just wonder if this move toward free lunch for everyone, if this isn't a hidden element there beyond the, well, we don't want to stigmatize those who get free lunch. But that's another hook. It is so bad for those who are still paying for it. They're like, forget it. We're not doing it. And school districts are like, all right, well, then we're going to be allowed our own choices and provide the meals that we want to provide. By the way, I'm told the Village of Denmark in Brown County still has open campus. And my daughter's telling me that when, by the way, she's out of high school now, but they offer a la carte, which a wider selection, but they jack the prices on that. Well, why? Because I bet you more students were using a la carte instead of a la crap. That's not bad. That's catchy. That could catch on. That's why. Look, you can't force people into a life-changing decision. And this is a scary thought, not unless you're going to enforce this in every element of their lives. And is that the ultimate goal here? I mean, I don't mean to sound melodramatic, but for a lot of you know that I just lost a lot of weight. By the way, about 70 pounds. I had to make the decision to do that and to stick to it. Had to make that decision. It's a great program. It is, but it required dedication. Now that I have changed my diet, hopefully forever, I'm working out a lot. My daughter's starting to see the difference there a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, biceps are building up. Friend of mine, I know he's listening. You beat me like a rented mule the other day, but I was not sore. I was not sore yesterday at all. And I mean, he put me through the paces pretty good. He really pushed me. And it's getting to the point where I'm not sore the next day anymore, which is a really good thing. I had to decide that. I don't have to go to the gym. Although, he's right, but those endorphins are addictive. They really are. I'm running Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. I'm up to 3 miles a day. I want to start pushing at least 1 day to 4 miles a day. Legs are holding up fine. I don't want to overdo it. I've never done resistive exercise in my entire life until now. I'm loving it. I had to decide. It's hard work, though. It's like, it's kind of like radio. It's hard work, but I don't consider it work because I love it. I am really enjoying it. I couldn't be forced into that. You can't force people into a life-changing decision that way, because by definition, they want to change their lives. They want to change. If they don't want to change, all you're going to do is bleep them off. And that's what's happening here. So essentially, you've got school districts revolting, saying, no, you know what? We're going to just do this ourselves. And that way, we can decide. This is a textbook example of liberal nanny nationism failing, as long as there's an option. And understand, then their solution to this is to not give options. That's the way, okay, the way around this is, oh, you mean they can opt out of my draconian rules? Well, we have to do that. We have to fix that. They can't be having an escape hatch here. Well, that's their only option next. All right. The latest and not greatest on the Hobby Lobby story. We'll tell you in five. It's 9:22. It's 9:18. We'll be back at about 9:22:23. Blah, I'm ahead of myself. I'm already in holiday mode. 9:18.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.